and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. While lawmakers on Capitol Hill bicker over a funding bill, the White House said today there is still time to avoid a government shutdown. Karine Jean-Pierre.
This is a mess that Speaker Johnson created. It is his mess to fix. There was a deal on the table. They weigh a bipartisan deal.
President-elect Trump, who supported the latest deal, now says if a debt ceiling increase can't be included, let the closures begin. Holiday travel is in high gear. Skylar Henry is at Atlanta's airport.
They don't call this the busiest airport in the world for no reason. Airport officials here say that they anticipate a pretty busy day here, but the big bulk expected next Friday, where more than 300,000 people are expected.
Striking Teamsters at Amazon are continuing to walk picket lines today.
Corporate greed has got to stop. This is our message to them that we're not going to take it no more, and we're going to stand up for that.
10,000 workers are on strike. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammy McCormick.
We wrap up the week on Midday Magazine in part one with Wisconsin State Senator Patrick Tessin, and in part two, Wisconsin Rapids Public School Superintendent. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin's Farmers Union re-elected Darren Von Ruden as president after last weekend's 94th State Annual Convention in Wisconsin Dells. Von Ruden has represented the organization's District 5 as director since 2008. Von Ruden's focus as president of the Wisconsin Farmers Union is to be sure family farmers have a seat at the table when decisions are made. Delegates at the convention voted to prioritize five special orders of business for 2025. These include concentration in the agriculture industry, resolution to create fair maps from a nonpartisan procedure for the preparation of legislative and congressional redistricting plans, quality health care in Wisconsin, continued and expanding funding of the WI-LFPA program, and combating climate change in farming. Believe it or not, the deadline to file to run for office in the next election is coming up soon. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Are you interested in running for a local nonpartisan office this spring? Now is the time to get your paperwork in. To get on the ballot for the upcoming spring election, you'll need to be eligible for the office you're running for, file a notification of candidacy, circulate nomination papers, and file a campaign finance form. If you don't file your paperwork in time, you can still register as a write-in up until noon the Friday before the spring election on April 1st. If needed, a primary will be held on February 18th.
Fire departments in the area are looking for hydrant heroes this winter. You can adopt a hydrant near your home this winter and help keep snow and ice clear in case the fire hydrant is needed for a fire. When firefighters have to clear snow or ice from a hydrant before connecting their water hoses, it can waste valuable time before they can start extinguishing a fire. All you need to do is clear a 3-foot perimeter around the hydrant and out to the street. Remove any snow and ice buildup so the hydrant is ready for use. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Bucks players in the Hall of Fame? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame has posted their nominees for this year's class of inductees, and four Milwaukee Bucks are on the list. Marcus Johnson, who played 11 years with the team. Terry Cummings, who had an 18-year career in the NBA, six with Milwaukee. John McLaughlin, who was on the 1971 championship team, nominated as an NBA contributor. And head coach Doc Rivers, who was on a list of one of the top 15 coaches of all time in the NBA. The finalists to be announced during the All-Star break in February. The Bucks are on the road tonight in Cleveland, taking on the first place Cavaliers. NFL, the Packers holding practice in the snow yesterday, getting ready to host the Saints. Matt LaFleur says he wants to see his team dominate on Monday night.
We have not played a complete game, I would say, in all three phases in the same game. There's been moments, but it always comes back down to focusing on yourself, and I don't care who you're playing in this league.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right.
right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, LauraBerg at civicmedia.us. Thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Maggie Dawn.
Happy holidays, everybody. For my last show before I go on break, I'm joined by political editor Dan Schaefer for his naughty and nice lists and his wish list for 2025. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbush Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbush.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our outstanding producer-engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program on this TGIF edition, Friday, December 20th, 2024. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here at the end of the week. Last weekend before Christmas, get your Christmas shopping done, if that's your thing. Roads around Wisconsin slowly beginning to improve. Looking at the WIAA, the 511 WI.gov. Get it right, Todd. Many of the roadways are back into good winter driving condition. There are some exceptions out there. So don't speed. Be prepared for some of the blowing and drifting in the open areas. You may suddenly come across an area on the interstate or main thoroughfare that's very snow covered. That is not going to go well if you slam on your brakes. So tap your brakes lightly and be cautious out there, everybody. Aaron Zommers in with me. We're going to get into a lot to get to this hour. Remember, your final chance in just a moment to enter our Growing Up Gift List Text to Win contest. Up for grabs this hour. An all-expense-paid overnight getaway to the lovely Chula Vista. Or if you go there, they have a mariachi band that meets you in the lobby and they say, Ah, Chula Vista.
Well, I haven't been there, so you could have fooled me.
Not really. But it's the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Going to give that away this hour. Also, a what's worse. Couple of quick things before we do that. Again, a breaking news story this morning in Madison. According to Channel3000.com, the WISC Channel 3 CBS affiliate in Madison, Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes will be Seattle's next police chief. Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell announced the move about an hour and a half ago. Barnes has been applying to seemingly every other job under the sun, came in second for Chicago and a couple other ones. He apparently has not wanted to stay in Madison for quite some time. And he hasn't been the chief that long, only since 2021. And as I said last hour, here's the disturbing thing to me. This is from the Seattle mayor. Quote, earlier this week, under tragic circumstances, the nation received its introduction to Chief Sean Barnes. We all saw firsthand what our team has known since we began that recruitment process, that Chief Barnes possesses the impressive leadership abilities, compassionate approach, and dedication to effective police work needed to continue moving our police department forward, unquote. Harold said he spoke with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway before announcing his decision. It would appear the tragedy in Madison with the school shooting earlier this week was essentially Sean Barnes's final interview for the job. He got it. Quite frankly, personally, I say good riddance. Also, before we go on, talking about the continuing resolution defeat out in Washington, D.C., clock is ticking.
now under 11 hours before government shuts down unless they can come to an agreement. There was an agreement, a bipartisan agreement. Republicans and Democrats had agreed. And then Elon Musk, which we reported last hour, there was a provision in the first one, the first CR he killed, which would have hurt his Tesla car company. Could have been why, in part, he killed it. Trump and Vance then got on board after Musk did. They killed the deal. Then they tried to put up a second one last night to continue to make the government continue to run. And they added on a portion that would have lifted the debt ceiling, which meant Trump would have had unlimited ability to spend money in his first term. 38 Republicans, including Republican Tom Tiffany of Northern Wisconsin, voted no. Said, we're not going there. We are actually somewhat fiscal conservatives. So make no mistake, this was not the Democrats who are shutting government down, potentially. It is Elon Musk and Republicans. Now, yesterday we had a couple of callers very concerned about things like Social Security and Medicaid. And I did not give a clear answer, and I apologize for that. I want to clean that up. This is great reporting by the Associated Press. What actually affects, you know, what things actually get affected by this shutdown if it happens at midnight, 11 o'clock our time? Question, will a government shutdown affect Social Security checks? No. Recipients of both Social Security and Medicare would continue to receive their benefits, which are part of mandatory spending that is not subject to an annual appropriation measure. Doctors and hospitals would also continue to get their Medicare and Medicaid reimbursements. But it's possible that new applications wouldn't be processed. During a government shutdown in 1996, which I was a part of, thousands of Medicare applicants were turned away. So again, if you're on Social Security or Medicare, your payments will continue, even if this goes forward. Couple of things that it will affect. Essential government agencies like the FBI, Border Patrol, Coast Guard will remain open. Transportation Security Administration, TSA officers, would continue to staff airport checkpoints, but many will not be getting paid. So expect some walkouts and slowdowns at airports. The U.S. Postal Service will not be affected because it's an independent agency. However, national parks and monuments would close. And while our military troops would stay at their positions, many civilian employees and agencies like the Department of Defense would be sent home. Court systems, the courts, would be affected as well, with civil proceedings paused while criminal prosecutions continue. And here's the kicker. Automated tax collection will stay on track. But the Internal Revenue Service would stop auditing tax returns. So, like, all this death and taxes, right? There's two things you can't stop. All right, it's 13 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Here we go.
Gets his wings.
That's right.
It's you know, you understand, it's grown up gift list. You know, this is not for the kids. This is the grown up gift list. Darlene Love getting it done. Oh my God, I love her voice. It's absolute. And Paul Schaefer on the CBS orchestra there. All right, this is the final time. The final countdown. Ba-da-da, ba-da-da-da. Well, there is one. You could do this during Dom's show at 4 o'clock. But you have a better chance if you enter now.
He's making that up. The lawyers are very insistent. That is not true.
Oh, it's the lawyers.
Statewide.
I was going to say, by the way, the lawyers insist that I tell you this is a statewide contest. Here's how it goes. Download the Civic Media app to your Apple or Android device. Open it up. Click on the station closest to you. If there's not one close to you, you can choose any of the first 11 stations. Then you click on that. On the lower right-hand corner, it'll say text, T-E-X-T, text in the lower right-hand corner. Click on that. Now you're all set to go. I'm going to give you the word to text, and somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and you'll be eligible to be one of 8 grand prize winners chosen at random by Rosie the Riveter Vacuum at the end of the day. Our grand prizes include that robot vacuum, Rosie, a humidifier, 2 espresso machines, a snowblower, 2 luggage sets, and a partridge and a pear tree. I want to win the partridge and the pear tree. All right, here we go. The word of the hour is wreath. Wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. I've already messed it up. Wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. What do you have on the door during Christmas? A wreath. I think this is a tough one to end on, by the way. It's not easy to spell for me. Wreath. There's a silent W to start with.
There is.
W. So I'll just pronounce it. Wreath. The word of the hour is Wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath. All right. Text it right now to the Civic Media app and you can be eligible. And now here's the deal. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach on the Mattner Show before hours. Great program, by the way, every morning, 10 until noon. They get a little saucy during the Christmas season.
They sure do.
And they've thrown down the Christmas cookie gauntlet. And there is a challenge of which person can get more texts.
Although this time, I don't think we actually negotiated terms.
There were no terms negotiated because they just threw it down. And last time, we were given the totality of numbers into the final day. This time around, they're not telling us. So I'm fearful that we're behind. I'm fearful that for the first time in one of these contests, we could lose.
And you can help us.
And that means that I may not come back. If I lose this contest, my contract may be pulled. So if you want more of the show in 2025, text Wreath right now. Don't worry about yourself. Save me. W-R-E-A-T-H. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath right now. You could, as Tony Zimmerman says, win or go home. That's right. Jane Mattner, Todd Allball in a cage match. Winner, loser, leave Civic Media. She'd beat me, by the way. I would not want to take on Jane in a cage match because she's a very lovely, talented person, but you do not want to tick her off.
Once again, she has not agreed to these terms. This is all speculation.
By the way, it's a statewide contest.
Yes.
Now, when you enter, you're going to get a little bounce back text. It's going to tell you to sign up for a newsletter or whatever. And if you do that, you get a second chance. You get a second entry for yourself, not me, but for yourself. So in all seriousness, help yourself out because someone's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort this hour. This hour. Everybody gets entered in for the grand prize. The word this hour is wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Wreath. Text wreath right now.
Wreath. I see a couple people saying real. It's wreath.
W-R-E-A-T-H. See, this was set up. It's a setup. You understand? It was. This is a bad word. And it's a the word is wreath. W-R-E-A-T-H. Oh, good heavens! Jane is calling in. What has she got? All right, she's. See, I've ticked her off. She's going to challenge me to a cage match if I lose. Come on back. We'll see what Jane has to say. And the word is not reefer. Come on back on the Allball Show on Civic Media.
Hey, laser lips. Your mama was a snowblower.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, The number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away. So come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
That
was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in, James.
No, that was fun. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home of Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Welcome back to the Tyler Wall Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 past the hour of 1 o'clock on a TGIF edition, Friday, December 20th, 2024. Glad to have you along, smack dab in the middle of our statewide grown-up gift list text-to-win contest. Somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. It can be yours if you text the word WREATH, WREATH, text carefully. Because one thing that the lawyers don't want at Civic Media is a lot of hanky-panky going on. We're anti-hanky-panky here. So there's no hanky-panky. The computer is going to choose the entries. And if you don't spell it correctly, you're SOL, out of luck. So the word is wreath, WREATH, wreath. Text it right now. You could also win or be eligible to win one of our great 8 grand prizes, including a robot vacuum, a humidifier, an espresso machine, a snow blower, and a set of luggage. It's close, I hear. They're not telling us what the numbers are between me and my lovely and talented colleague, Jane Matinere, who joins us now from WAUK, in Southeast Wisconsin. Jane, it's going to be like a cage match.
Well, so here's the thing, Todd. I am running errands. I'm innocently running errands. Go to the post office to pay my taxes. And I get back in the car and I hear the words gauntlet, cookies, and cage match. And now I'm at the library to return some library books, and I thought, I need to know what you have signed me up for, because as I heard Mr. Zahmer say, we did not come to terms on this.
That's true. And we don't know. Normally these things, they show us like right up until the last day where, and in each of one and every one of these contests, you and I have been remarkably close. And yeah. I have eked out by some miracle, literally, I think the last time was like 7 votes. It was remarkably close. and one of these things, we bet a steak dinner when we were up at beautiful Balsam Lake doing our What Makes Wisconsin Great Jane and Todd tour, which was a heck of a lot of fun. Right. But no, for this one, there was no, you know, you and Greg just got spicy and I'm fearful now because they're not showing us the numbers. I'm fearful I'm way behind.
I don't think you should worry, Todd. I really don't. Because as we know, in the past, it's your last-minute push that always puts you over the top. And as much as it breaks my heart to admit that Amory was the one that puts you over the top the first time around, Todd. And I'm trying not to take that too personally. Yeah, so I figure, you know, Amory is probably going to come through for you again.
Well, I do feel
the way that things are going.
I do feel badly about that because Amory was Jane's love for so very long, and it stabbed her in the back.
Well, now I have a new favorite place I've never been.
Where's that?
Butternut.
Butternut? Where's that at?
But we had a winner. We had a winner from Butternut, and I had never, I did not know there was a Butternut, Wisconsin. So I looked it up, and it's near Park Falls.
Oh.
And I, and there's a lodge on Butternut Lake, Todd.
Oh my gosh.
And I think that needs to be on our next tour.
I think a summer Jane and Todd tour to Butternut is exactly what we need, because Balsam
Absolutely.
Lake was lovely.
Balsam Lake was incredible. It was absolutely fabulous. And in all seriousness, my friends, Todd and I are good friends.
Yes, we are.
This is all in good humor, although I will never speak to you again. No, I'm kidding.
When we went to Balsam Lake, it was like Katharine Hepburn and Henry Ford out there, you know, on Golden Pond, and Jane was going, ooh, calling the loons.
That was the old fashioned stuff.
I was like Henry Fonda. I couldn't remember where I was. You know, it's the mad cow. No, Jane, you're a remarkable friend and a remarkable talent. And I'm fortunate to work in this company with you. And we have a lot of fun together. And that really is the key to this whole thing, is to have fun for all of our listeners and for all the winners and our great sponsors. And shout out to Aaron Carreno, who puts all these together, because it's a heck of a lot of work.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. Everyone at Civic Media makes all of these things happen, and there isn't enough time to list everybody. So, no, it's great. Good luck. I know you're going to do it.
Well, you
go
too,
ahead,
Jane.
Amory. Just go give it to him, Amory. Go ahead.
Happy holidays to you and your wonderful husband. Are you doing any big plans? Are you going overseas for the holidays?
No. We're actually going to be home. We're going to my sister's, okay. And then I'm taking next Thursday and Friday off. And I know you have got some time off coming up.
Yep.
Enjoy yourself.
You too, Jane.
You deserve it. Love you, my friend.
Love you too, Jane. Thank you so very much. Andrew Main says the losing host has to work on Wednesday. No, we have a pre-recorded show. All right. Thanks, Jane. We appreciate you so very much. Look, Jane is fantastic, but help me out. Wreath, Wreath, Wreath is the word this hour. And more importantly, as Jane said, above and beyond our foolishness here, help yourself out. All of our wonderful listeners, that's what these contests are all about. Again, you can win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells simply by texting the word Wreath, Wreath, right now. And you're also eligible to win one of our other fabulous grand prizes right here on Civic Media's Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. Zomers, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I mean, as Tony said, it's very close.
Tony has access to the numbers.
He says that the text entries are within single digits.
Single digits. And it's the bonus entries
that are making the difference.
Gosh, I think Jane usually outdoes us on the bonus entries.
She usually does.
So I'm telling you, I think it could be a Christmas gift for Jane here, unless our audience gets going. Text Wreath, 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 right now to be eligible to win that wonderful overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. I know Zomers hasn't been there, but Jane and I were. It's a lovely, lovely place.
I have heard that, and I'd like to go at some point.
It's a great bar, has the breakfast. For me, it was the breakfast in the morning. So made-to-order omelets, and you have waffles and every kind of bakery you can imagine and fresh fruit. There's a hot tub there. There's an indoor pool. So even though it's cold outside, you can warm yourself up at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Great place to go, whether you win this trip or not. They have a golf course up there. It's a great place just to get away. Lots of trees, outdoor, great atmosphere. It's a little bit away from the downtown Midway. So if you're not somebody who really wants all that hustle and bustle, check out Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and text the word Wreath, Wreath, for a free trip to Chula Vista. Come on back. More of the show after this on Civic Media's Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Many pet lizards, snakes, birds, or fish are tropical and cannot survive in the wild in Wisconsin, so releasing them to the wild can be deadly for the animal. Lisa Hale has the story.
What happens when someone can no longer care for an exotic pet, like a lizard, a bird, fish, or insect? Traditional shelters aren't equipped to care for them. Releasing them into the wild is dangerous for the animals and for the environment. John Moyles is the director of J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue in Neenah.
You know, like you get a goldfish at the carnival, you know, you don't know what to do with it. And then, yeah, you know, if it weren't for us, you wouldn't really have a place to go with that goldfish. And you might think that, you know, dumping it into the lake or a river might be a good option. But those animals can actually thrive in our native waters and then will outcompete native animals by becoming an invasive species.
As Wisconsin's largest exotic pet rescue, Moyles says that JRAAR has rescued over 1,900 animals in 2023, and they look to surpass that number this year.
For almost 30 years, the DNR has been recognizing ethical hunters who honor the outdoor tradition responsibly, respectfully, and safely. Established in 1997, the Ethical Hunter Award goes to the nominee showing exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. A 5-person committee reviews the nominations and selects the person deemed most deserving. Examples of award nominations can include helping other hunters find lost game, assisting novice hunters, or protecting natural resources. Anyone can nominate a licensed Wisconsin hunter for their actions during the 2024 calendar year and can be for any hunting season throughout the state. Nominations must be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. You can find out more at dnr.wisconsin.gov. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Can you imagine not even having contact info for your parents? That's how Trinity Rodman is rolling these days, saying her father, Dennis Rodman, is only her dad by blood. Trinity, who is a professional soccer player for the Washington Spirit, appeared on the Call Her Daddy podcast and said her father's hard partying lifestyle as an NBA player was not conducive to him being a good parent. I believe that's true, but he did make a beautiful bride. FX's series The Old Man has 2 seasons in the books, and that is all, folks. The show about an ex-CIA operative played by Jeff Bridges performed well in its first season and received 2 Emmy nominations. Season 2 received 3 Critics' Choice nominations, but that did not stop FX from pulling the plug. Despite this, it's a pretty good show if you want to check it out. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Bright and beautiful, with that fresh snow sparkling in the sunlight, as high temperatures today reach the upper 20s. We slide quite cold tonight, though, falling to the single digits, meaning for tomorrow, high temperatures will only reach the teens. But it'll be partly sunny and dry the entire weekend. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Badger fans, the temperatures may be dropping, but the Big Ten action at the Kohl Center is just heating up. This winter, we've got an action-packed schedule of Badger men's and women's basketball and men's hockey games right here at home. Gather your friends and family, secure your seats, and create lasting memories with us at the Kohl Center. For the full Badger schedule and to purchase your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, political consultant Joe Sapecki joins us in another edition of This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 34 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, a TGIF edition of the Todd Allball Show on December 20th. What do you dial up there, Mr. Zomers? Timely.
Hot and Cold by Katy Perry.
Love it.
Love it. Timely indeed, as Mike Lucas likes to say. Time once again, but wait, before we do that, I'm Tony now, the data genius he is, he can see the numbers in real time. This text to win internal contest between Jay Matinair and Greg Bach and myself. It's remarkably close, and I have a terrible gut feeling we are about to go down in defeat unless you, our loyal listener audience, can save us. Text help yourself, by the way. This isn't for me, it's for you. I really don't get anything out of it other than internal happiness. Other than the fact that my holiday will be completely ruined if we lose. How desperate does that sound? All right, help yourself out. Participate in the grown-up gift list text to win contest. You, our loyal listeners, will be eligible to win somebody this half hour. Not out of all the entries for the day. It's only the entries this hour.
Some terms and conditions apply.
Some terms and conditions apply at a statewide contest. Somebody's going to win an overnight getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Download the Civic Media app and text the word wreath, not plural, singular, wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, wreath. Text the word wreath right now, and if you do, you're eligible to win the overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, and you'll also be eligible to win one of our great grand prizes. There are eight of them, two robot vacuum cleaners, a humidifier, two espresso machines, two sets of luggage, and a snow blower. Who doesn't want that? I could use a snow blower. Anyway, it's 36 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time now once again to play What's Worse. Here we go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this.
Time now to play What's Worse. Unlike the text to win contest, there are no actual prizes involved in What's Worse. Just your chance to have your voice heard across Wisconsin on the vast Civic Media Radio Network. And really, who can put a price on that? Right? Right? And you could also be heard on the Civic Media app worldwide. All right. Timely indeed. Nice job with the music, Zomers. What's worse, being cold or being hot? What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You could also text on the Civic Media app. First, text the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H. And then you can text in what's worse. Being cold or being hot. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's go to the phone lines. Cindy, listening in Appleton, Wisconsin. Cindy, what's worse?
Well, I guess it depends, because if you're cold, if you can't, you know, put stuff to bundle up or warm up, then cold is worse. But if it's, you know, where you can hot, you can't take much off, you know, you can stand in front of a humidifier or a air conditioner, but as long as it's, if you can bundle up if you're cold, because I would rather be a little cold because you can always make yourself warm.
All right. There you go. Thank you. Appreciate it, Cindy. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for calling in. What's worse, being cold or being hot? Kurt in Madison on WXMDX says, I was stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska. Well, Kurt, first of all, thank you for your service. This is an easy one. Cold is far, far worse. Now, this is an interesting one because I think a little bit it depends like what your circumstances are, where you're at, right? So for Kurt being stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska, I bet it was cold. And maybe there's only so much you can do if you're stationed in Fairbanks, Alaska. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Gary, listening in Sussex. Gary, thanks for calling in. What's worse?
Well, I would say almost both of them. The reason why is my wife is super hot, but when I want to get together with her and my body's cold, she says, get away from me.
So they're both kind of bad.
Now, that's very interesting, because if you have a partner and if one of you runs hot and one of you runs cold, that cannot be a good combo, right?
That's right. I came in from snow blowing and I jumped in bed to warm up and she said, stay away from me.
Well, Gary, here's to staying hot during the holidays. All right. We appreciate you, Gary. Thank you so very much. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Eric in Madison, listening on WMDX, says heat is deadly more quickly, but cold is more immediately uncomfortable. Now, that's a very nuanced answer, very well thought out. Zomers, I don't feel like I have to ask you at all, but what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Yeah, you know, for me, that being hot is much worse. I overheat so easily. I get really sweaty. Mm-hmm. Part of it's due to a medical condition, and I just don't tolerate heat very well. It'll make me feel lightheaded and pass out, and we don't want any of that.
No, you don't want that. I mean, for me, it's one of those kind of like depends type of questions, right? Because I think in general, generally speaking, if I'm at home or somebody's house or just out walking, I can always put on something warmer to make me warmer, usually, generally. You can put more clothes on and make yourself warmer. However, like I was flying back from Seattle on Monday night, and I got on the plane, and a lot of times, especially this time of year, a plane will be cold. So I had a sweater and I had a jacket on. And I sat down in that seat and they had turned off like everything in the plane and it was hot. And I'm sitting right, you know, I had the window seat and there was a guy next to me in the middle seat and it was like, you know, trying to struggle. I felt like John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Like I could not get the jacket off quick enough because I was sweating. It was ridiculous.
Oh yeah.
So in those situations, it's always hard, right?
In high school and college, I had that every single day, every class.
Yep.
And when it was cold out, I'd walk in and immediately, as soon as I go in the door, I have to take off like three layers.
What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Julie from Beaver Dam. Julie, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Well, as a former mail carrier, I would rather work in the cold than in the heat.
Now, that's a great perspective. First of all, thank you for everything that you've done and to all our mail carriers out there. That is tough work, but that's a great perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because when it's hot out in the summer, right? You can only take off so much if you're a mail carrier.
Yeah.
Are you one of the carriers that carried around the big bag of mail as well? I mean, those things have how many pounds? Like, what's the average weight of a mail carrier's bag when you're walking around?
Oh, probably a good 30, 40.
Wow.
Depends on how much you can shove in there.
Right? But think about 40 pounds in 90 degree heat, you know, trying to avoid nasty dogs, that ain't no fun at all.
Yeah.
Well, you guys do great work. We appreciate you. Thank you so very much, Julie. Happy holidays to you. Thanks for calling in. What's worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see. We have on the line here on WMDX, being hot is worse. Me taking off clothes in a few countries may be considered a war crime. I'd rather be fully covered, except shorts. I will wear shorts in the winter. Now, that's a very Wisconsin thing, it seems like to me. A lot of people. Mary in Tulsa, beautiful Tulsa, says both are phenomenal. A hot sauna followed by cold exposure supports health, keeps us out of the hospital. Now, that's, I've always wanted, well, I guess I did kind of, sort of. Years ago, my mom used to have an outdoor hot tub, and me and my friends, whatever, occasionally during this time of year, we would stay in the hot tub, and it was like usually about 105. It was like the perfect temperature for a hot tub. And then we would get out and roll in the snow and then get back in the hot tub.
That would make me pass out.
It's refreshing, though. So I've never done like what Mary says, like over like in Finland or Switzerland. It's very common. Saunas are a big thing. and they sit in there and sweat. They sweat it out, and then they go outside in the freezing. Going, it can be good for your health. I've heard that. I've never experienced it in Switzerland, per se, or anywhere else overseas. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being cold or being hot? Go back to the old home station, WRCE, in Richland Center, the beautiful Driftless Whistler. What's worse, being cold or being hot?
I think being cold is worse. In the summer times, you know, the wife will have the air conditioner on, I'll be outside working, you know, and I feel comfortable, I feel hot. Mm. I come inside and cool down, but then I get too freaking cold.
Right.
So I got to go back outside.
Right.
So I think you know, cold is definitely worse.
All right, cold. There's a vote for cold being worse. All right, Whistler, thank you so much. Happy holidays. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Mark from Pere de Sac? What's worse, being cold or being hot?
Well, imagine it's a matter of perspective. I can remember this was decades ago that I was working nights at the Holiday gas station in Superior on Highway 2 and 53 there. Right when you get into Superior, there was mid-May, and I was in a short sleeve shirt, and there's maybe a little bit of a breeze coming off the lake. It was probably, you know, maybe 50 degrees, and I was perfectly comfortable, but these boys were coming up from Point South, going up, headed up to Canada for the Canadian Fishing Opener, and they were putting on their parkas because they were so cold. And I was just coming out of the winter time, and being a young buck at the time, I was pretty comfortable in short sleeve shirt, you know, in 50 degree weather, and they were freezing. So that I don't know if I could do that today, but I mean, it's just a matter of perspective. I mean that you just got to dress for the weather and hope for the best.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it. Happy holidays to you, my friend. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being cold or being hot, Zommers?
The stories about, you know, people's jobs and how that affected it reminded me. I forgot about this, but I used to work in an iron foundry years ago.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Which it was before I knew that I had like medical heat intolerance.
Right.
I worked there during the summer and during the winter, during breaks from college. Mm. And as one might expect, it was pretty hot in there, but you got to wear long sleeves and long pants,
right,
because it's a foundry and you don't want to get, you know, all that nasty crap all over you.
Of course.
And working third shift helped a lot because the sun wasn't out.
Mm.
And the winter was much easier to work there in the winter because you just go out. Like, I got to drive the forklift outside.
Oh, nice.
And that felt so good.
I bet it did. Well, what's worse, being hot or being cold? Off the text line, Matt, our great UPS driver at Richland Center, says hot is worse. That's why we wear light dangle shorts with no shame. Now, this brings up, what the heck is light dangle shorts?
I have no idea. Or Lieutenant Dangle? I don't
Lieutenant
know.
Dangle? Lieutenant Dangle?
LT light. Dangle is what it says.
Wait a minute. Have we got free-balling UPS drivers roaming around?
It's Lieutenant Dangle, and it's just really short shorts on a cop.
Now, I need to order myself some packages if that's the case. A Christmas package. What could be better? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, being hot or being cold? What's worse is finishing this hour and not having entered our text to win contest. Sommers puts a photo up here. Good Lord. Text the word wreath right now. WREATH. Wreath. And you're going to be entered in to win an overnight all-expense-paid getaway to Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells and eligible to win one of our 8 grand prizes. Text the word WREATH, WREATH, right now on the Civic Media app. If you don't have it, download it right now. Come back with your phone calls. Wrap things up for a Friday of the Todd Allball Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. No one was moving, no one was there. The septic had backed up, there was yuck everywhere.
It wasn't a good thing, no, not at all. To have that smell linger through bathroom and hall, Mom was left crying, the kids plugged their noses, Dad tried to fix it with buckets and hoses. But then came the answer for everyone there. They called Crockett Septic in their time of despair. Crockett Septic came running with the help that they needed. The family was saved, the problem was treated. Crockett Septic had fixed it, the problem was gone. No smell in the house, no leak on the lawn. And now there's no reason for the family to cry. Even the Crockett Septic truck smelled like sweet cherry pie. They jumped in their honey wagon and drove out of sight with a Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Crockett Septic can handle all your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 712-3456. Merry Christmas from everyone at Crockett Septic.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Fire on the mountain, run, boys, run. The devil's in the house of the rising sun. Chicken in the bread pan, picking out dough. Granny, there's your dog bite, no child, no.
Pick up your phone. Help me out. We are in the final moments of this contest, the Grown Up Gift List Text to Win Contest. It's like a fiddle off, just like the Charlie Daniels Band. Text the word wreath, right? It's a hard, hard word. I feel like it's a setup. I think there was hanky panky going on. You have to, this is completely serious. You have to text it correctly because it's not humans picking out the winners. It's a computer. And these darn computers, you have to spell it correctly or you're not going to be entered. So text the word wreath spelled W-R-E-A-T as in Todd, H as in Henry. W-R-E-A-T-H, wreath. We've had some, I don't want to repeat the words to confuse people. We've had other words being texted in. Make sure it's wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H. And then when you text it in, you should get a bounce back to confirm your entry. And when you sign up for the newsletter or whatever it asks you to do, you get a secondary entry. And there are unconfirmed reports right now. That's where Jane Matner is kicking my behind on these bounce back, because she and Greg are fantastic at this. Been taking it to us for 2 weeks. So text the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, and then follow whatever the instructions are afterwards to get a second entry. Not for me, for yourself. Because somebody this hour is going to win an overnight getaway to the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And then you're also eligible to win one of our 8 grand prizes. It includes 2 robot vacuums. You only get one, but there are 2 robot vacuums up for grabs, a humidifier, and oh my gosh, it is dry out right now. Dry inside. 2 espresso machines. Make yourself a fabulous espresso. 2 sets of luggage to get the heck out of Dodge. And also a snow blower up for grabs. All of that you're eligible for by simply texting the word wreath, W-R-E-A-T-H, right now on the Civic Media app. Also, we're playing What's Worse. What's Worse, being cold or being hot? 855-752-4842. Chuck, listening in East Troy. Chuck, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Definitely being hot. And if you worked for the Department of Natural Resources for 35 years in the marsh, It's definitely worse because you can't take your clothes off and you would be eaten alive by mosquitoes.
Right.
So definitely hot.
Well, thank you for your work working for Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Appreciate that. That is tough work indeed, but important work. So there you go. Also, Tyler in Columbia County, listening on WMDX, says being hot is worse. Wisconsin lakes are a good solution to cool down. People ask me at Devil's Lake State Park what my favorite trail is, and as a scuba diver, my answer is 30 feet below. It's nice and cool there. There's even a picnic table. Now, there's something I didn't know. There's a picnic table underwater at Devil's Lake State Park. I did not know that, as Johnny Carson once said. 855-752-4842. Oshkosh, WISS, our great station there. Carl, listening in Oshkosh. Carl, what's worse, being cold or being hot?
Definitely being hot. Being deployed when I was in the military, you definitely can't take more clothes off. You're going to end up wearing more gear.
Right? Absolutely. Carl, thanks for your service, by the way. We appreciate all of our great military folks and veterans as well. So thank you for that. Happy holidays to you, Carl. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You too, Todd. Thank you.
I'll appreciate that. Also, by the way, one of our listeners texted in. This is good news. Apparently, President Biden is giving federal employees another 8 hours of holiday pay for Christmas Eve on his way out the door. So how about that?
Nice.
So many thanks to President Biden for giving our federal employees 8 hours of extra holiday pay. Tony Zimmerman, he's messing with the protocol. He said reef is such an easy word to spell. He misspelled it. You have 3 minutes left. Well, four, I guess.
Three and a half.
To text the word in, because you could be on your way to an overnight getaway at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. You're not competing against anybody else or anybody else's show's listeners. This is only for our listeners the last hour. Somebody this hour that entered this hour will win the getaway. Text the word wreath, WREATH. Wreath. Text the word wreath right now to the Civic Media app. Download it on your Apple or Android device. Open it up. Go to a station. Click it. You'll see the word text. Hit text and text the word wreath. WREATH. You too could be a winner. It's been a great contest. And again, many thanks in all seriousness to Aaron Carreno, our vice president, who puts this all together. It's a lot of work. I know our owner, Sage Weil, is involved in the technology side of this. And many thanks to our sponsors, by the way, as well. Most notably, the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, as well as all those people that donated those great prizes. And many thanks to Jane and Greg for going along and having a lot of fun with this and getting people involved. That's what it's all about, helping you folks out during the holiday season. Coming up on a Monday, we're going to have a live show, a new show. I believe Brady Ewing's going to be in and some other surprises. So, and by the way, it's Monday Night Football. Packers taking on the Saints on Monday Night Football. We'll preview that as well. So it should be a fun new live show on Monday. We'll see you then. Have a great weekend, Mr. Zomers. We'll do a board game as then on Monday as well, a holiday board game.
In case you're looking for some very, very last-minute gifts.
Absolutely. Many thanks to Luke Mathers for being here today, for Jane Matt Nair for calling in. I appreciate her friendship and being a professional colleague as well. She is absolutely the best. And all of you for listening. One last time, text the word wreath, WREATH, wreath. Text it right now. You have 2 minutes left to get in and win that great trip from Chula Vista Resort. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. See you Monday.
Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Milwaukee film and TV critic Matt Miller. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr drops in with new music and great conversation. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Join us on Tuesdays for Community Stories and Thursdays for Community Stories Junior, both from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WFHR. Your host, Melissa Kay, brings together folks of all ages from our community. With history from our elders to innovations from our young people, Community Stories brings in-depth local stories you won't hear anywhere else, right here on WFHR. Tuesday and Thursday afternoons from 5 to 6.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With a midnight deadline looming, lawmakers are scrambling to come up with a government funding plan. House Speaker Mike Johnson now says there is an agreement among Republicans to move forward. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
You can get things through either of these chambers with just Republican votes if all the Republicans agree. But when it comes to spending matters, they don't.
Holiday travel is well underway. The TSA director in Baltimore.
For the next 8 days, we anticipate and predicting about 340,000 passengers being screened through our checkpoints.
Amazon workers at 7 of the company's delivery hubs are continuing their strike.
There's no job security here. There's no benefit.
An Indiana man convicted in the 2017 killings of two teenage girls who were out on a hike was sentenced today to 130 years in prison. In Germany, as many as 11 people may have been killed after a vehicle drove into a crowded Christmas market. Dozens of others have been injured. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us live every Monday.